Hello, everybody, and welcome to Heart to Heart, where me, Carlos Santos, and my son,
Eli Santos,
my 7-year-old son, just chit-chat and try to bridge the generational gap by him asking me anything he wants to ask me and me having to answer honestly, vulnerably. Okay, here we go. So, what's your question?
Okay, my question for today is, was there ever a time with Lolo, your dad, did he ever not even try to understand what you were going through, your physically, emotionally, and yeah?
Or is this, let me try to qualify, is this like a season in my life where he didn't know what was going on with me? Or did we have a quarrel or a fight and he wasn't trying to understand my side of it?
Both.
Wow, that's big. That's huge.
You can just. Well, I think a sentence.
Well, I think
yeah.
One affects the other. There just is a time, and if I'm honest, in both our seasons, where he could be going through something, or I could be going through something, and we were too self-involved, or we were too focused on our own stuff.
Sometimes it's also the same with me and you.
Yeah, we didn't bother to understand that maybe something was going on with each other. And then when we have a small quarrel about a small thing, it's that misunderstanding or it's that gap.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we're trying to bridge,
I guess. Does this help? I mean, I know that when we have a quarrel, you also end up, you know, not saying. Let me tell you a story. I remember something with Lolo.
What?
There was a time where we were watching a news and there was a rally.
What's a rally?
Rally is like when a lot of activists and people who are trying to fight for change in the government, in the nation, come together and they show people that together they're mobilized, that together they're organized, and together they want this kind of change. And sometimes it results in a conflict between authorities, you know, the police and themselves. And he was watching something like that on the news. And then, you know, that at that season in my life, I was involved in stuff like that. And that wasn't really big. I just would go there also, join them. And that Lolo said something like, I'll tell you about the left and the right some other time, okay? But he was saying something like, you leftists and you activists, you were saying something like we didn't know what we were really fighting for or the real situation of the country. We were messing things up, you know. And I took that very personally and I shot back a reply at him and what does he know? And he doesn't try to understand and all that, and he's just working in part of his own life. And I forgot the retort that I said, but we were both really angry. And he sort of had said, like, you just because you're working, you think you know it all. And that really hit me because it's true. Truth can hurt, that I thought I knew it all already. And I got really prideful.
And also, that was like one of your I know better moments.
Like I say to you,
that I tell you. It's like, you know more than me.
See, that's
sometimes,
true.
Sometimes.
Oh, wait, the story.
Yeah. I'm right.
Yes, it's true. Sometimes you are right.
You say that yourself.
And you do catch, when you catch me in a prideful moment, I guess. But the story's not over, Eli. You know what happened?
Yeah.
I guess Lola, my mom, talked to dad, and
so what happened?
The next morning, while I was brushing my teeth, because I was.
Oh, that's what you're talking
about. Yeah, Lola suddenly comes in and he says, "Sorry about last night. I'm sorry." And then I was so shocked and I didn't know how to respond. You know, I'm sorry also, Eli, when I become prideful. So do you feel that I don't try to understand you?
Sometimes, because in the air of it all, it's just, it makes me a little annoyed about it, and it just, like, makes me want to say that you don't know anything.
I don't know anything?
Or, like, that, well, not real, but just makes me feel like it.
Are you saying that I make you feel like you don't know anything, or like I don't know anything?
Well, I got it wrong, because it's not that you don't know anything.
Or I don't know anything about you.
I don't know anything. Since you say I'm inexperienced or something like that or something.
Oh, it's like I'm accusing you, Eli, that you don't know anything because.
Yeah.
And that I think that's pride, isn't it?
Well,
that's prideful.
Yeah.
That's me thinking I'm better than you just because I'm older.
Yeah.
And that's and I think it's difficult. I don't know if it's difficult particularly for men or fathers and sons,
yeah,
when there's this part that when you know your son is becoming better than you, and that you.
But you say that yourself.
I know. I say that you're better than me.
You say that I'm 10 times. I will grow up. Yeah, 10 times better than
right.
you. You say that yourself.
Yeah, but I guess there's a part of that that makes the daddies feel sad that maybe we're not so important anymore.
Yeah, but you are important in my life.
Really? Wow. Oh. I don't know how much in the past generations, I think daddies are not, it's not easy for us to say stuff like
yeah.
that to one another. And we, you know, fall upon discussions that could be important and seem so important to us at the time, but maybe not as important as telling one another that how important we are to one another.
Yeah, and it's like the media is like influencing us to like say that to our dads, and it's like things that they're saying out there that you know best, you know it all.
Is that
Although,
a good thing, is that a bad thing?
It's sort of good, sort of bad at the same time, because of course we'll never know everything,
right?
Because there are things, even words that we never knew even exist. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, thank you for saying that, Eli. You are also the most important person to me, you and your mom. Can we pray that? Want to pray that for the mom, dads, and kids?
Yeah. Lord, thank you that you have built a strong foundation in our lives that You will be faithful. You will be Emmet. Because everything that we don't understand, you have revealed to us. Because it says in your word that you have hidden it from the wise and revealed it to us, even the dads. And yeah. Help us to know that we are children of also children of our dads, but we know that we are also children from you. Thank you that you have entrusted this special person in our lives who is Dad. Help us to know that we won't be everything, but you will protect us and guide us through everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's wonderful, Eli. Lord, we pray that's kind of security will secure the dads. And even though maybe we didn't have these kind of conversations with our dads when we were growing up, would you heal those memories, heal the things, and allow as you heal those regrets, would you allow us to seize the moment to have these talks with our children and not miss out on the chance to tell them just how important they are to us? As always, may you turn the hearts of fathers to the children, the hearts of children to their fathers. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Wow, that was a load talk today, Eli. Yeah. God bless you all.
God bless you.